Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 2B, Network Media and Hardware Communication Devices. When selecting the media to use on your network, there are many things to consider. You need to consider cost. This includes the cost of installation, including the cost of the media, media connectors, the cost to install. Can your IT department install the media, or will you have to hire a contractor? You also have to consider the cost of maintaining the media. If a cable breaks, how easily can you fix it? How long would it take to fix it? Can your IT staff fix it, or will you have to call the consulting company back in? You also have to consider that one media may cost less to install and maintain, but it may not give you the transmission rate you need, so employees' work is slowed down because it would take a long time to download a file. It may be worth having a more expensive media installed and maintained in order to increase productivity. You have to consider size and scalability. Different media have different maximum segment and network links and support for different number of nodes. You have to worry about noise. Copper cables are affected by EMI and wireless by RFI. Fiber is not affected by either. Conduit can be used to help protect copper cables from EMI. Security is also an issue. Wireless is more susceptible to security problems like eavesdropping than copper or fiber optic. There are steps that can be done to make wireless networks as secured as wired networks. Copper cables include coaxial, known as coax, and twisted pair. Both transmit electrical signals. Coax cable consists of a central copper core surrounded by an insulator, braiding, and outer cover called a sheath. The center core is what actually carries the signal, and if the core is broken, then the network is down. Data cannot be transmitted. A type of coax cable is what is used for cable TV. Coax isn't used much in modern networks. If you do encounter coax today in a network, it will be thin coax, also known as thin net. The connector used for thin net is called a BNC connector. This connects the coax cable to the NIC card in a node. The majority of modern networks use twisted pair cabling. There are two types of twisted pair, TP, which is unshielded twisted pair, UTP, and shielded twisted pair, STP. Both contain color-coded pairs of insulated copper wires twisted around each other and encased in plastic coating. There are typically 8 wires twisted into 4 pairs, and all 4 pairs are twisted around each other. The twist in wire help reduce effects of EMI. The number of twists per meter or foot is known as the twist ratio. Twisted pair also comes in different categories. Current networks use Category 5 or 6, also known as Cat 5 or Cat 6. The different categories allow for different bandwidths. STP cable consists of twisted wire pairs that are insulated and surrounded by shielding made of a metallic substance. Notice the blue shielding in the graphic. This extra shielding provides more protection against EMI. It is more expensive than UTP. A word that you may encounter when dealing with twisted pair is plenum. If TP cable is non-plenum, it will put off a toxic gas when it burns. Plenum cable will not, so it is required if the cable is run in ceilings or air ducts. The connector for twisted pair is an RJ45. It is like telephone connectors, which are RJ11s, except bigger. Notice the pin layout in the graphic because we will be coming back to it. If you are going to make your own twisted pair cables, you should follow the T568A or T568B standards as shown on the slide. Certain types of twisted pair cables are used for main connection between devices. Straight-through cables are used to connect dissimilar devices like a PC to a hub or switch. Both ends are the same, either both T568A or both T568B. Crossover cables are used to connect similar devices like a PC to a PC. One end is T568A and the other end T568B. Pins 1 and 3 and 2 and 6 are swapped. Fiber optic cables do not transmit electrical signals, but light signals. Fiber optic is made up of the core that carries the light pulses, the cladding that reflects the light pulses back into the core, and the buffer coating that protects the core and cladding from moisture, damage, etc. The fibers are the size of a human hair. It is much faster and more expensive than copper cables. Signals transmitted over fiber can experience optical loss, which is equal to attenuation for copper cables. There are two ways that fiber transmits signals, single mode and multimode. Single mode fiber carries light pulses along a single path. Only one signal can be transmitted at a time. Multimode fiber carries many pulses of light at one time. There are two types of multimode fiber, step index and graded index. With step index, rays of light are guided along the fiber core by total internal reflection. Angle in equals angle out. In graded index multimode, a change in the density of the glass makes the light bend and travel down the fiber. There are many different types of connectors used for fiber optic cable. Two of the more commonly used are ST and SC connectors. With more and more companies using networks, there was a need for a standard for network cabling. In the early 90s, the TIA-EIA 568A standard for structural and cable system was introduced. There are six systems of a structured cabling system. 1. Building entrance. This is the point at which outside cabling interfaces with the intra-building backbone cabling. May also be referred to as a demarcation point, a term left over from telephone networks. This is where the telephone company network ends and connects with the wiring at the customer premises. 2. Equipment room. Where the equipment to provide the connect between the intra-building network and the external network resides. 3. Backbone cabling. This is the interconnection between telecommunication closets, equipment room, and entrance facilities. 4. Telecommunications closet. Houses the telecommunications cabling system equipment. 5. Horizontal cabling. This extends from the work area, telecommunications or information outlet, to the telecommunications closet. 6. Work area. This is where the work is done, where the PCs, servers, printers, etc. are located. Some common equipment found in an equipment room is the punch-down block, patch panel, and switcher hub. A punch-down block is a panel where the twisted pair is brought and literally all eight wires are punched down into the block. In the front of the punch-down block is a patch panel that contains RJ45 ports. Patch cables are a relatively short section of twisted pair cabling with connectors on both ends that connect the port in the patch panel with a port on a switch, hub, or router. Backbone cabling includes the vertical connection between floors, known as risers, cables between an equipment room, and building cable entrance facilities and cables between buildings, interbuilding. The cables between floor and equipment rooms are typically twisted pair or fiber optic, with the cables between buildings being fiber. Horizontal wiring extends from the work area telecommunications or information outlet to the telecommunications closet. This wiring is generally run in the walls, floor, or ceiling. Each work area must have a minimum of two information outlet ports, one for voice and one for data. A patch cable is used to connect the outlet to the node. In addition to using copper or fiber optic cables, we can use wireless to connect our network devices. There are two types of wireless transmissions, radio frequency, RF, and infrared. Radio frequency transmits a series of radio waves across a set frequency. RF is used by cell phones, radios, and walkie-talkies. Infrared networks use infrared light signals to transmit data through space. Examples are your remote control, UPC scanner at store, and infrared mouse, keyboard, etc. for PCs. Direct infrared transmission depends on the transmitter and receiver remaining within line of sight. Example, if you're trying to change the TV station and someone is standing in front of the TV, you can't change it. In indirect infrared transmission, signals can bounce off of walls, ceilings, and any other objects in their path so that it can be sent from the transmitter to the receiver. For example, if you point your remote control at a wall, the signal can bounce off the wall and actually change the TV station. This is an example of angle in equals angle out. There are four standards for wireless technology used today: 802.11b, G, A, and recently introduced last year, N. B and G are compatible. You will see equipment that says B/G. Your equipment, like your wireless access point, and NIC must use the same standard in order for them to communicate with each other.